Welcome to StoryCorps Out Loud, a program where you'll hear stories from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community recorded through StoryCorps. I'm your host, Ari Shapiro.
My name is Alexis Martinez.
Hi, I'm Darnell Moore.
My name is MJ Seide, and I'm talking with my oldest granddaughter.
For the next hour, you'll hear about the lives of LGBTQ people in America, stories of love and acceptance.
I had the patron saint of dads for sissies.
Stories of deep rejection and sometimes fear.
I thought that my life was probably not one that was going to be worth living.
And stories that might surprise you.
I would not be so dumb now. I have what they call gaydar.
Honest conversations, acts of courage, and snapshots of what family and love look like today. All this and more coming up. What we're about to hear are real people having unscripted conversations about what it's like to be gay in this country. They told their stories through StoryCorps, a national nonprofit that gives people the chance to sit down with someone they know and ask each other about their lives. StoryCorps makes audio recordings of these conversations in one of their soundproof story booths. One copy goes home with the participants, and with permission, a second copy is archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, where generations down the line, your great-great-grandkids can listen to your voice. StoryCorps' Out Loud initiative is capturing the history of LGBTQ life through the lives of everyday people who are part of this vibrant community. Over the next hour, you'll hear conversations about growing up, the families you're born into, and the families you choose, the AIDS crisis, marriage equality, and more. Let's start with two very different stories about being a gay kid. In the 1950s, there was a boy named Pat Haggerty who was, well, a country boy. His dad had a dairy farm in rural Washington, and Pat grew up working the fields with the rest of his family. As a teenager, he started to understand that he was gay, and he thought he was hiding it well. He wasn't. One day when he was getting ready to perform at a school assembly, his dad decided to have a serious talk with him.
I'm riding to school with my oldest brother, and on the way to school, I'm putting glitter all over my face. And my brother said, "What in the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting on my costume." He said, "Well, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that." So he dropped me off at the school, and he called my dad up. And he said, "Dad, I think you better get up there. This is not going to look good." So my dad drove up to the high school, and he had his farmer jeans on, and they had cow crap on him, and he had his clodhopper boots on. And when I saw him coming, I ducked around the hall and hid from him. And it wasn't because of what I was wearing. It was because of what he was wearing. So the assembly goes well, and I climb in the car, and I'm riding home with my father. And my father says to me, "I was walking down the hall this morning, and I saw a kid that looked a lot like you ducking around the hall to avoid his dad, but I know it wasn't you because you would never do that to your dad." And I squirmed in my seat, and I finally busted out, and I said, "Well, Dad, did you have to wear your cow crap jeans to my assembly?" And he said, "Look, everybody knows I'm a dairy farmer. This is who I am." And he looked me square in the eye. And then he said, "Now, how about you? When you're a full-grown man, who are you going to go out with at night?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "I think you do know. And it's not going to be that McLaughlin girl that's been making goo-goo eyes at you, but you won't even pick up the damn telephone. And I'm going to tell you something today, and you might not know what to think of it now, but you're going to remember when you're an adult. Don't sneak. Because if you sneak like you did today, it means you think you're doing the wrong thing. And if you run around spending your whole life thinking that you're doing the wrong thing, then you'll ruin your immortal soul." And out of all the things a father in 1959 could have told his gay son, my father tells me to be proud of myself and not sneak. My reaction at the time was to get out in the hayfield and pretend like I was as much of a man as I could be. And I remember flipping 50-pound bales 3 feet up into the air going, "I'm not a queer. What's he talking about?" But he knew where I was headed. And he knew that making me feel bad about it in any way was the wrong thing to do. I had the patron saint of dads for sissies. And no, I didn't know it at the time, but I know it now.
That's Pat Haggerty. He spoke with his daughter Robin in Seattle, where they now live. Pat's also the singer of the first all-gay country band, Lavender Country. Not everyone's parents react like Pat's upon finding out that their kid is gay. Nathan Hoskins grew up in rural Kentucky in a family that rejected his homosexuality. So even though he knew he was gay from an early age, he quickly learned to keep it a secret.
When I was in sixth grade, I had met a good friend, and he wasn't interested in girls. One day, he said, "I have a Valentine's Day card for you." I asked him for it, and he said it was so special that he mailed it. And he didn't know he'd done a very terrible thing, because at my house, only one person got the mail, and that was my mother. On the way home, I was trying to plan how I would get that letter, but when I got off the bus, Mom had already checked the mail. And my mom came out and met me on the front steps. She had that envelope, and I could tell what it was because it had little hearts on it, and, you know, it was all cute and everything. And she'd asked me if I had read it, and I said no, and she made me read it. And I did everything I could to lie and convince my mother. I did not solicit that. And she took me into the house and pulled her shotgun out of the closet. She loaded it in front of me and put it in my hands and told me to hold on to that. She led me outside and she put me in the back of the car. And she drove out into the country. Now, when I say country, it's no man's land. She stopped on the side of the road. I've been holding the shotgun in my hands the entire time. And she led me out into the woods, stood me up against a tree. She took the shotgun out of my hands and she put it to my head. And she said, "This is the tree that I'd take my son to and blow his head off if he ever decided to be a faggot." And at that moment, I knew I had to do whatever it took to not be gay. And I tried very hard, and I was a great liar for many years. Probably 2 years ago, I asked her about that. I said, "Mom, remember this?" And she would laugh. I said, "Mom, I just want to hear one time that what you did was wrong." And she couldn't say it.
So she did she acknowledge that?
Oh, yes.
Happened?
Oh, yes. You know, I guess she really did think that she was doing the right thing then. I was always trying very hard to please others as a child. But as an adult, I look back and I say, I am who I'm supposed to be. There was never another alternative.
That's Nathan Hoskins talking with his friend Sally Evans back in 2011. We recently checked in with Nathan to find out what kind of a relationship, if any, he has today with his mom.
I don't have a relationship with my mom whatsoever. When I came out, we decided to go our opposite ways. And I can tell you, when you lose your mother, you have a loss that cannot be filled by no amount of love. And it's a pain that I think about so often. But I've had lots of good things happen in my life since the piece aired. Thousands of people messaged me, sent emails in support and love, and it took me months to answer. I was going through a real dark time, and to get all of those messages from complete strangers, I think that it changed my life. And I got married to my partner of 5 years, and that's been great. We also have become foster parents. We currently have 3 girls, and I've had great holidays with my partner's big, loving family, and I'm so happy. That's also changed my life. Another amazing thing that happened, I reconnected with my dad. I didn't know my dad very well. My dad left when I was a little kid, and I came out to my dad, and my dad said he loved me. That's the first thing I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?